Welcome back to TipTV Finance, where we're here with Tim Harrison, who's head of wealth management at Linear Investments. How are you today, Tim?
Well, it's Monday morning, tube strikes, the city is awash with taxis and red buses and everybody effing and blinding. It's raining as well. The only bright spark is the FTSE's marginally higher this morning.
And do you think that this is, because this is the day when everybody comes back to work, and also at the beginning of the year, you tend to get a bit of a googly in terms of what the price action is before everybody comes back and after. Is that going to be the situation to this time? Because we've been ultra bullish. I mean, just like one way on the dollar, one way on the stocks. Can it continue like that?
Well, it's interesting because normally over Christmas you see light volume and you see some quite erratic share price movements and market movements. This year we've kind of, the start of the year, you normally expect to see something quite violent, either higher or lower. Which kind of shakes everybody, and then reality starts to check in when traders really come back to their desk. Obviously, this year, we've got quite a lot to keep people interested. You've got Trump coming in a couple of weeks. You've got the Brexit. You've got European elections. Furthermore, today, this week, a lot of the major FTSE 100 companies start reporting. So there's a lot to keep people interested right now. Obviously, last week was a bit of a nothing week. We kind of nodded the 7,200 and played around there, the Dow looking to break through the levels. It's a kind of a headline chasing at the moment. It seems as though everyone's just sat on their hands, kind of maybe bored, waiting for something dramatic to happen.
Right, so any particular stocks or situations you're looking at?
Well, as I say, this week you've got Marks & Spencer, Sainsbury's, Tesco's all reporting updates post-Christmas. Now, obviously, and furthermore, AB Foods, Primark. Obviously, last week you saw Next report, which was a pretty disappointing update. One would suggest the follow-through there in terms of the retail space. There's Boohoo as well online reporting. So there's a lot this week to get your teeth into. Also, a couple of oil companies reporting Tullow, etc. So it's going to be quite interesting in terms of company reports, not so much what's happened, but where they see things going forth. Because you've obviously seen in terms of the retail space, the high street, obviously the bricks and mortar versus online, in terms of the supermarkets, the Aldi's, Lidl's versus Tesco's. It's all sort of working its way out for the better. Oil, $55 there or thereabouts. So there's a lot going on.
Do you think the outlook from these CEOs of these companies is going to be any more accurate than the outlook from the economists at the Bank of England?
Well, case in point, William Hill last year upgraded their targets back end of the year when they rebuffed the 888 takeover offer this morning. They've come out and said that they're at the lower end of expectations. So I don't think any CEO really can put their pin on the board and say this is where we're going to be. There's far too many variables right now. I don't think the Bank of England and the MPC, etc., can really make a formative guess or guide as to where we are going to be and what needs to be done.
I was hinting that they never could, but that was a separate point.
I don't think they ever could, and I don't think they ever will. Market forces are market forces. That's why we're investors. But at the end of the day, I think the macro theme, the micro theme in the UK stands firm. Whether or not the Brexit, hard Brexit, soft Brexit, obviously is having an impact on sterling. But I think Britain will forge forward over the next 3 to 5 years.
You sound like a politician, but in fact, you're Tim Harrison, head of wealth management at Linear Investments. Thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you.